The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
They must have come back for that map.
There's nothing left.
The legend area wasn't burned.
Welcome aboard Boldabar Station, sir.
Well, have you cooled down?
I think it's going to take a little more than a walk to cool me down. When she got this federal job, I was so relieved.
As was I. No one expected her to get shot running an errand.
Which I don't believe at all.
Still?
I think I might go and pack a few things.
Kelly Hawk Merritt.
Drink your tea, Dad.
So, we should now have a template for the sectional.
Did you manage to find one matching the code we gave you?
Yeah, I called our aviation unit and they sent it right over. Here it is.
St. Louis sectional.
Well, this should be interesting.
Wow, it's right in the heart of downtown St. Louis.
To be precise, 1915 Olive Street, Metro Police Headquarters. It's also SEMA, the Communications Center's headquarters.
Approaching drone from the north.
Marines, helmets on, visors down, thermal avoidance position.
That thing is armed with a proton cannon.
That's not good for the chief and his men.
And now, episode 97, Operation Kelly. Kelly, why did you do this?
I'm sorry. The person you're trying to reach is not available and their mailbox is full. Please try again later.
Oh, great, Karen. That's just like you.
Well, that didn't take long. Has she done something already?
Sadly enough, yes. I found a note. She's taken the kids to Karen's and is headed for Rochester. There's no answer, and her mailbox is full, and knowing her, she'd just ignore any text I'd try to send.
Well, I doubt she's even had enough time to get on Route 50. I'm sure we can have her stop.
For what? Take her kids to see their great aunt? That would be the final straw for her. She would know for sure that there was a cover-up.
You know her best. I can contact Holiday and see what sort of delay we can put in place. If she makes it to the clinic, she'll know there's a cover-up for sure. We need to make this look like a reasonable delay.
And how do you propose to do that? Like you said, John, I know her best. Calling would be a waste of time.
Which airport do you think she'll use?
Karen lives in Reisterstown, so I'm sure she'd use BWI.
That makes sense. Stand by. I see here that there are several flights a day departing BWI for Rochester, both direct and through Minneapolis-St. Paul. We can eliminate four flights, possibly six. Three have already departed, and I don't think she'll be on time for the three others. I'll have one of our IDF contacts at the NSA monitor bookings. As soon as she shows up in the system, we can formulate the plan. I'll get Holiday in the loop on this.
In the meantime, I'll keep trying Karen. I'll try Kelly, too. I'll just tell her I'm not trying to stop her, but maybe ask why she wouldn't leave the kids with me. Maybe I can find out what flight she's on.
You do that. Let me know of any further developments.
Will do.
Barnes, you ready to roll?
Yeah, let's get this show back on the road.
Nate, hunker down. If all goes well, we should be back before the second nightfall.
Eh, don't worry about me. I've got plenty of food and water. Plus, I brought some of Barnes' Earth movies to keep me entertained.
Well, what did you bring?
Let's see. Land of the Lost, a couple of Jurassic Parks, The Land That Time Forgot.
Perfect. I'm sure you'll enjoy them, especially in this setting.
Let's go.
All right. See you soon.
Later.
You think he'll be okay?
He's gonna be a whole lot better there than if he was with us.
Good point. Marines, move out.
Ah, here comes the chief.
Looks like he has all of his warriors.
Chief, everybody make it back?
Yes. Your strategy worked, Barnes. The Skywatcher's bird was shooting his death bolts at rocks and trees. It soon departed. But I fear it will return.
We'll have to deal with that when and if it happens.
I am moving up to be with my warriors.
Sounds good.
Oh, look at him go. It's like he was at sea level.
Well, for him, he just about is. They've evolved differently from us. I imagine they have large lungs and more red blood cells. For us, we have to train long and hard to endure in this kind of environment.
I tell you, Kate should be here. This is right up her alley.
I understand she was quite athletic.
Oh, I used to make fun of her all the time. Anytime we would eat out, I'd tease her about eating rabbit food. There I'd be, wolfing down a greasy burger, and she'd be debating on which low-fat dressing would go on her lettuce.
Efficient input is necessary for a strong life.
Ah, she'd always say, you are what you eat, Jim. And I'd say I'd rather be beefy than a cabbage head. Then there was the running every weekend. It was this 5K or that 10K or this half marathon. But she wasn't running on one of those. She was running with her club. I got tired just hearing her talk about it.
I can tell you that you really miss her. I will say, though, that her physical fitness is what got her through that horrific explosion.
Ah, she's tough. I really wish I was there for her right now, and for Horace.
As I understand it, Professor Lin was her case. Getting him back is the best thing you can do for her now. What makes him such a valuable asset?
On Earth, he was the leading expert on computer guidance systems, and he was a suspected Black Hatter.
Black Hatter?
Yeah, you know, that's somebody who specializes in hacking other computers and programs. Our government experienced a major breach where thousands of government employees had their personal information exposed and available on our internet. It's believed that Lin was the ringleader.
How did he get in the hands of Rage?
He was kidnapped from a restaurant in Baltimore, a town where Kate and I worked as police officers. She was later assigned to a government post to hide her IDF involvement, and it became her case. Rage used him to develop a system to aim their death ray at Earth.
An actual death ray?
Well, not an actual death ray, but just as effective. It would knock out all of our ability to communicate. It would bring economic collapse and chaos. We believe that they were trying to reconstruct the device after it was destroyed.
And Lin is the key to delivering the ray on target.
Exactly. Now, we don't know if he's cooperating, but we suspect that Rage has some sort of hold on him. In spite of his questionable past, he is a man of honor. I think he would choose death over destroying his own planet.
Let's hope so. If this threat is as big as you say, we might be pulling back for a major interdiction by the IDF.
You mean a combat strike?
It would be the start of a galactic war, and Professor Lin would be collateral damage.
Then, Jocko, we'd better succeed.
Well, I see the whole gang's here. So did you guys solve this thing while I was gone?
Not likely. Did you have any luck with your latest lead?
No. Dead end. How about the warehouse?
When we arrived, the door was open, so we just walked in.
The owner wasn't there yet, but we could smell something burning.
When we went in and heard the side door open, then someone ran out.
Did you chase him down?
No, there was fire inside. We figured it was either a homeless guy or a vandal. We put the fire out first.
By that time, whoever was in there was long gone.
You just might have let our best suspect get away.
I don't think so. There was a mattress on the floor, some open cans, and a bottle of cheap wine.
The fire was in a container. I'm sure we just scared off some homeless guy.
When the owner got there, he told us that it's been a constant problem. So he's installing better locks and a security system.
I think we can scratch these guys off our list. We'll just move on to some of the other leads.
Oh, there's one thing.
What's that?
I saw Chuck delivering some aviation surveillance while I was going through some of these videos. He asked me if we got the sectionals he requested.
Sectionals?
He said the bomb task force requested a St. Louis sectional. It's a low-altitude navigation map for pilots.
Oh, that was me.
What do you need with an aviation map?
Yeah, Soren. What exactly do you need it for?
Don't you remember? I told you I was thinking about getting that drone with a high-definition camera. I wanted some good aerial footage of the gateway to the west to send back to some of my co-workers.
You need a map for that?
Not to navigate. I know I have to stay under 400 feet, but I'm not sure what kind of restricted airspace you might have here. And I need to know where all of the airports are. I am supposed to stay at least 5 miles away.
Ah, I see. Well, I can tell you the national parks are off limits, so no close-ups of the arch.
Why? Is someone afraid I might steal a secret burger recipe?
Not the golden ones, the big one by the river.
I know, I was making a joke.
I recommend Forest Park. You just have to watch out for congestion.
Oh, thanks, I will do that.
You know, a lot of police departments are using drones to go into dangerous places or be eyes in the sky when they can't get aviation support.
Well, don't expect too much from me. The drone I'm considering isn't that advanced. It will be pretty simple. Enough to take a few pictures.
Sounds good. Well, I'm headed out to lunch. Anybody interested in putting on the old feed bag?
Thanks, Chris. But I've got a little more work to do first.
I have a feeling we're going drone shopping.
Okay, suit yourself. See you after lunch.
All right. See you later. That was some quick thinking.
That's probably what makes him a very good undercover agent.
Perhaps, but now I have a problem.
What's that?
Now I have to go and buy a drone.
Hawk Residence.
Mr. Hawk, this is Agent O'Neill. I'm here with Director Holliday. I have you on speaker.
Good afternoon. I take it you've heard about Kelly?
Yes, we got the update from Pyramid. How long ago did she leave?
I can't give you an exact time. We were having a discussion late this morning. She decided to go for a walk to cool off.
What was her main concern?
The same broken record. I don't believe you were in a Turkish prison. I don't think Kate was shot in a drive-by. I saw you walking through a steel wall.
A steel wall?
She followed me to the Roosevelt Step. She didn't actually see me go in, just behind it. I told her when she walked around the back, I went around the front. I knew she never bought into it, but she didn't see anything.
But you have no idea when she actually left.
No, I walked down to the pier. We have a nice screened-in pavilion at the end. It's a great place to sip tea and watch the chop tank. I may have even dozed off. I came up to the house and found her note. I hope you're not thinking of making a traffic stop.
Based on what I know about her, that would just add fuel to the fire. Now, I understand she's taking her kids to your sister-in-law's place in Reisterstown?
Yes.
I think our best bet is to send one of our field IDF agents there and tail her.
I have to warn you, she has some training in tailing vehicles. She helped put away some bad people. The firm she works for employs some top-notch detectives, and they schooled her in the art of the tail.
We've got some good people for that.
Been monitoring ticket sales to Minneapolis or any connecting flights to Rochester.
If she books a flight, we will know about it.
Well, that's all good and well. But what are you going to do once you find out her flight plans?
We'll delay the plane if we have to. Maybe discourage her from flying.
First of all, I don't think you'll succeed in discouraging her. If anything, she'll be more determined. Secondly, I hate to inconvenience other passengers like that.
That's a small price to pay for national security.
National security, the end-all be-all. Listen, I don't see any scenario that turns out well. If you delay her, she'll try that much harder to get there. If you stop her, well, I'll let you deal with that.
Have you considered what will happen if she gets there and can't see Kate? We can tell her Kate can't see visitors, but if she pokes around too much, she's liable to find out that Kate's not even there.
I think it's best if we can stop her on this end. Text me Karen's address. It's at least 2 hours to get there and transfer the kids, right?
Yes, but like I said, I don't know what time she left.
We'll get eyes on the house. There are only 3 flights left today from BWI to Minneapolis.
And we're monitoring all of them. We flagged her name, so if she books, we'll know about it.
And if she finds out, you'll know about it.
I just received notification that we've picked up her cell. She has her GPS activated. It looks like she's about 30 minutes out. We'll let you know our plans as soon as we find them out.
Don't worry, Horace. This is part of what we do. She'll never know we're tracking her.
All I can say is, you better hope not.
Baltimore Space Station, this is Deep Space One. Comm relay test will be at 1.607 Baltimore time.
Deep Space One. Signal received at 1.0702. Comm delay approximately 2 micro units.
Copy. 2 micro units. Comm relay satellite successful. We will now be able to transmit past the Lee Tumas portal with a 0.02 delay. We will not begin test transmissions from our predetermined STIP transfer pads.
Roger that. We will be standing by to record your data.
Relay to Robo 4 to begin the Tango log.
The Tango log, sir?
I can't let the Federation know I'm out here. For all they know, I'm aboard the BSS for a systems check. Robo 4 has pre-recorded messages of me to broadcast in case anyone is monitoring.
Most excellent. Are you sure you weren't KGB? Baltimore SS Deep Space One for Robo 4.
This is Robo 4. Go ahead, Specialist Vlad.
Begin the tango log.
Tango log initiated. All data will be stored per the experiment's protocol.
Very well. Deep space one clear.
Proceed to the asteroid belt.
Roger. Leaving the STIP tracking pad mode and switching to free flight mode. Coordinates are set. ETA is 20 microunits.
Switch to TACCOM 1 and contact the Mercury.
Mercury, this is Deep Space 1 on TACCOM 1. Do you read? Over.
Calling craft, please identify. Over.
Mercury, this is Special Vlad from Baldebar Space Station. I am calling from Deep Space STIP. We are headed for the asteroid belt. Stand by for controller.
Tika, this is the controller. Do you have comm with Captain Nate?
Yes, controller. He is on our secure channel. I can patch him in. Please stand by. Captain Nate, are you there?
No, actually I'm here. But that'd make me neither here nor there.
Are you all right, Captain?
Yeah, just a little oxygen debt. And I'm bored sitting in this cave.
Well, things just got a little more interesting for you. I have the controller on hold on TACCOM 1. I'm going to relay you through.
Oh, great. That's all we need now. A babysitter. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Deep Space One, go ahead.
Captain, can you give me a status update on the mission? Over.
We're at the main watering hole in the area. From here, the terrain gets very steep. I'm the only one without suit protection, so I'm currently in a cave. The patrol is about 30 units up the mountain. Over.
What of the drone traffic that was reported earlier? Over.
The Warrior's here disabled a scout drone. Rage then sent a combat drone. That's when the chief stuck me in a cave. They took off so the drone would track them. Barnes was able to mess with its tracking system. The drone broke off and headed north. Over.
I'm glad to see that our investment in Agent Barnes is paying off. Vlad and I will be in the asteroid belt soon. We'll stay in geosynchronous orbit and monitor the situation. Have Tika notify me of all reports from the field. Over.
Will do. Do you have any idea how long you'll be out there? Over.
As long as it takes. Deep Space One, out.
Tika, back to Secure Channel Alpha.
Captain, this is Mercury on Secure Channel Alpha.
Can you believe that? That's all we need is a babysitter watching our every move.
Well, they don't have this frequency, so they won't know our every move. I don't think this is a problem yet, as long as we feed him some information.
You're right. It's not a problem. Yet. Let's just hope we can placate him long enough to rescue Lynn and get the crawl out of here. Maybe he'll get bored and go back to Baldebar.
Or come down here.
Hey, what babysitter are you two talking about?
Barnes, forgot you were on this channel. The controller decided to show up. He and Vlad are in the deep space STIP orbiting the asteroid belt.
So which do you prefer, sitting in a cave in orbit or with Vlad?
Any other choices?
So what does he want? He just spying on us?
Yeah, evidently he's exceeded his authority a bit. We should have aborted the mission once the Bat had to make a forced landing. So, I guess he feels the need to be more hands-on on this one. So what's the status on you guys?
Well, we're getting to an altitude where there's little vegetation. Kind of worried about concealment.
Well, at least you have those infrared blocking suits. Listen, I'm kind of bored here. I might monitor you guys for a while.
What, you bored with those old movies already?
Nah, but you were right. Land of the Lost in Jurassic Park weren't my best viewing choices for being stranded on an alien planet.
All right, Ted. We'll do our best to keep you updated.
I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere. Oh, great.
Secured. You are cleared for egress.
Cleared for egress.
Well, Horace, I didn't expect a visit from you so soon.
Kelly's gone and took the kid, so there's nothing for me to do there.
And there's nothing for you to do here either.
I just want to be closer to the action, so to speak. Here you have a direct line to the IDF, and I can keep up with what's developing. So, what's developing?
Kelly's phone shows that she's at Karen's house in Reistertown, as we speak. If she plans on making a flight connection to Rochester, she'd better do it soon. There are only a couple flights left today.
I still can't believe she's doing this. No, wait. Yes, I can. I just don't want to believe
She has always been strong-willed.
You mean hard-headed.
Determination like that would make her a good IDF agent.
Kelly? IDF? Now that would be interesting.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. We have an incoming message from O'Neill. Yes, Agent O'Neill. Horace has just joined me here. What do you have for us?
Our GPS tracker shows that Kelly is on the move, headed south. We can assume she's going to BWI Airport.
Have you monitored any travel arrangements being made?
Nothing at all. She may be planning on making them at the ticket counter. Whatever she does, we'll know about it.
Well, BWI is a straight shot down the interstate. She should be there in 30 minutes, maybe 40 after parking.
We'll have an agent there to monitor all of the available flights. If she gets on, we can implement our plan.
I hate to see other passengers inconvenienced just to stop her.
It's a matter of intergalactic security and national security, too.
I'm hoping you can wait and stop her once she gets there.
That is under consideration. She'll have to take some form of transportation to get from the Rochester airport to the clinic. We could possibly delay her there.
I really hope your people will consider that as an alternative.
Well, this will all be a moot point if she doesn't get on that plane.
Listen, if Kelly Merritt says she's going to do something, you can take it to the bank.
We'll notify you as soon as we know.
Thank you, Agent O'Neill.
Yes, thank you.
My pleasure.
How much further to this lookout point?
In your time, maybe 20 minutes.
This tall rock structure you see ahead, this is as far as I and my warriors will go.
Is this some sort of sacred ground or something?
No. Beyond the rock lies sickness for us.
Sickness? Is this something we need to worry about?
We believe it is because there is not enough air. We see no plants, no animals. It is a zone of death.
Altitude sickness. Very real, Chief. Marines, halt. Zane, check all O2 levels. We carry our own air, so we'll be good to go.
I will take my warriors down the mountain and wait for you there.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate that. We will look for your captured people when we make our observation.
This is your word.
Cap, we're all looking good except for Garcia.
Hey, what do you mean? I'm good to go.
Yeah, but looking good, that ain't gonna happen.
Are you just jealous? Cap, I see movement. Looks like dust.
Get up on that rock so you can have a better view. Chief, hold off on leaving for a minute until we determine what we have.
I'm not picking up any radio chatter.
You see anything, Garcia?
Almost there, Cap.
Marines, lock and load.
Target bearing. 060 relative north, range 2,500. Seems to be an armored scout vehicle headed this way.
Well, my guess is that they're tired of losing drones, and they're sending out a scout party to hunt down your people, Chief.
The only trail they can follow leads right to the watering hole.
Right to where Nate is. By himself.
What will become of Nate? Will the IDF be able to stop Kelly from traveling to the clinic? And what is the target for the St. Louis bombers? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Rochester Bound.